Hello, my name is Maciej, and together with Przemek, we will tell you a presentation about opening Intel Server firmware based on OpenBMC example. So, the agenda. First, I will tell you a little bit about OpenBMC and OpenBMC history and overview. Then I will tell you what features are supported in OpenBMC and the architecture of high-level architecture of OpenBMC. Then we will go to Intel-specific features that are built on top of OpenBMC. Then I will tell you how to get involved into the community, and Przemek will give you some live demo. So it's 1998, and the new something new arrived in the data center world. It's called the Baseboard Management Controller, BMC. And it's a separate chip located on a server board that has multiple physical connections to multiple platform components. It also has a dedicated firmware running on it. And from the interesting part is that it had a dedicated NIC card for remote management. The first version had some basic features like IPMI support, event logging, power control, system watchdog timer, and also so OEM-specific features that each vendor delivered. Okay, so it makes the life of data center administrator a little bit easier because earlier he had to physically go to the server and do something with it, and now he can just log on to BMC web UI and perform the same task there. But the problem was that each vendor delivered their own firmware, so in some cases still he had to go to the server room, to the server, to do something that, because this vendor was not supporting it earlier. Okay, so in 2015, OpenBMC arrived. The idea was to create an open source BMC firmware stack. I was not there, but I can imagine there were two reasons to create it. First of all, customers were not really happy that there's a chip that is running some black box firmware on it, and because it has great power over the platform, and it had dedicated network interface cards that not in all cases was, let's say, behind the firewall, so sometimes it was available externally. It was very tempting for the hackers to attack the BMC. So basically customers wanted to know what's going on their BMCs. And the second thing was that, imagine that there are two vendors of BMC firmware, both of them are delivering the same features, the same basic features, and some additional features. But the basic features were pretty much the same. So vendor A and vendor B were delivering RPMI support, power management, fan speed control, and so et cetera, et cetera. So I can imagine that vendor A thought that, it's a little bit stupid to do this when the competing company is also doing it. So they went to them and say, hey, we will do IPMI, you will do power management and fan control, for example. So the reasons were quite obvious. And in 2015, two companies, IBM and Facebook, decided to start the projects. Both of them were named OpenBMC. The idea was the same, but the implementation was different. So